With me tonight to the book of Acts, chapter 3. Beginning at verse 1. We have a couple of young people that are stepping out, learning, growing to be involved in the kingdom of God to a greater level. This morning, didn't Brother Chase do an excellent job with the media, running the computer? Man, he did such a good job. Everything was spot on, buddy. You did great. And tonight, Sister Gabrielle Stratton has done a fantastic job as well. Let's give them both a great big hand. Young person, you have a place in the kingdom of God. You have a place in the kingdom of God. And develop is not just something that we do once a year or something that we talk about one time per year and when it's conference time. But we want to do our best to help each other grow and to become the men, women, young men, young women that God has created you to be. And so we're looking forward to our youth rally and develop in April. And in order to fully embrace develop, we have brought in some extra folks, some young adults to help us plan some things for the youth rally, the after event. And I must say, they are taking it and they are running with it. And it is exciting. It is refreshing. It is encouraging. It's like they've heard my message from Habakkuk chapter 2. Write the vision, make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. And they are doing an excellent job of that. We don't expect perfection, but they are pretty close. They're doing a great job. And we are excited about all that they are helping us with. And let's give them a great big hand clap. You don't even know who they are, but that's part of leadership, working behind the scenes just because it needs done, and God knows. And man, we're going to have a great time in April, and God is going to move in a mighty way. But God's moving tonight in this place. Dios es aquí. He's here. And milagros son posibles con Jesús. In la casa de Dios. Acts chapter 3 and verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Now, I'm not going to take time because it doesn't have anything to do with my message tonight. But if you're curious and you want to know what the ninth hour was, come see me after service and remind me and I'll tell you. And a certain man was lame from his mother's womb. He was carried, whom they laid daily. Notice, he has been lame from his mother's womb. He has never been able to support himself physically or financially, relying on others to carry him, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none. Such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. I understand this is a more lengthy reading of scripture tonight, but turn with me to verse 12. And when Peter saw it, we'll break down what he saw here in a few moments, he answered the people, "Men of Israel, Why marvel you at this? Why look you so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Think about that. Pilate was going to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see now, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. I'm going to preach for a few moments tonight by the help of the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to trust that all of you are going to help me preach tonight. The Prince of Life, El Principe de la Vida, the Prince of Life, El Principe de la Vida. Let's put our Bibles down and let's go before the Lord in prayer tonight. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we thank you for all who are in your house tonight, whether this is their first time or whether they have been here prior to this meeting. God, I pray, Lord, that you would move in each and every life. God, we feel your spirit in this place tonight, seeking to move, seeking to make whole, seeking to bring life. And Jesus, I pray, Lord, that through the power of your name and faith in your name and faith in you, God, that we would experience miracles, signs, and wonders, and the greatest miracle of all, the saving of souls, the infilling of your spirit, the washing away of sins in the waters of baptism. God, I pray that your will would be done in this place tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Why don't you give God a hand clap of praise tonight as you're seated. In Acts chapter 3, in Hechos 3, we find the early church growing rapidly. Encontramos que la iglesia primitiva está creciendo rápidamente. The apostles are full of the Holy Ghost. Los apóstoles están llenos del Espíritu Santo y viven con audacia. They are living with boldness. They are sharing the word of God. Están compartiendo la palabra de Dios, and they have been empowered y han sido empoderados to continue the ministry of Jesus Christ, para continuar el ministerio de Jesucristo. We find Peter and John doing just that. Encontramos a Pedro y Juan haciendo eso. They seem to always be ready, para estar siempre listos, even as they are on their way to the temple to pray. Incluso cuando se dirigen al templo o a orar. While they are on their way, mientras ellos están en camino, they see a lame man. Ven a un hombre cojo who is trying to support himself by begging. Que intenta mantenerse mendigando. When Peter and John see him. Now, let me just pause here and tell you. We're still Pentecostal, even when we're preaching in English and Spanish, and even when you can't understand half of it. So let me admonish our English speakers. You still have a responsibility to help create the atmosphere. When Peter and John saw him, cuando Pedro y Juan lo verían, Peter told him to look at them. Pedro le dijo que los mirar. The man looked, expecting to receive money. El hombre miró esperando recibir dinero. However, it was not money that Peter offered. Sin embargo, no fue dinero lo que Pedro ofreció. In fact, he told him they didn't have any money. Le dijo que no tenían dinero. But they did have the power of God. Pero si tenían. tenían el poder de Dios. You may not have a lot of money, but if you have the power of God. Pero si tenían el poder de Dios. Pero tomó el hombre de la mano. Peter took the man by the hand, and in a miraculous moment, y en un momento milagroso, el hombre que había sido cojo desde el día en que nació fue sanado. In a miraculous moment, the man who had been lame since the day he was born was healed. A man who had not been able to support himself, all of a sudden found that God had given him everything. Yes. The man looked at them, el hombre los miró, expecting to receive something from them, esperando recibir algo de ellos. But Peter spoke with the authority of the name of Jesus. Pedro habló con la autoridad del nombre de Jesús y ordenó que se produjese la curación, and he commanded healing to take place. But that was not the end. The man needed to act in faith. Pero el hombre necesitaba actuar con fe. Vera esta noche. You see, tonight, it is not enough for the man of God to believe that God is able. No basta que el hombre de Dios crea que Dios es capaz. I do believe that he is able. Yo creo que él es capaz. And he is here tonight. Y él está aquí esta noche. He is able to perform the miraculous. Él es capaz de realizar lo milagroso. He is able to heal your body. Él es capaz de sanar tu cuerpo. He is able to heal your mind. Él es capaz de sanar tu mente. He's able to heal your family. Él puede sanar a tu familia. He's able to fill you with his spirit. Él puede llenarte con su espíritu. But my belief is not enough. Pero mi creencia no es suficiente. You must respond in faith. Debes responder con fe. Debes responder con fe. You must respond in faith. My belief is not enough. Mi creencia no es suficiente. Debes responder con fe. You must respond in faith. Peter reached down. Pedro se agachó. And took the hand. Y tomó la mano del hombre. But the man had to decide. Pero el hombre tuvo que decidir. Are you going to believe in the miraculous? ¿Vas a creer en lo milagroso? Or do you just want the money? ¿O simplemente quieres dinero? In that moment, he decided to believe in miracles. Decidió creer en los milagros. And he took Peter's hand. Y tomó la mano de Pedro. And he stood. Y se puso de pie. It was in that moment, fue en ese momento, that God met him where he was at. Que Dios lo encontró donde estaba, and he healed his body, y sanó su cuerpo. But you must respond in faith. Debes responder con fe. His first steps, sus primeros pasos, were done with praise. Terminaron con los elogios. He was glorifying God. Estaba glorificando a Dios. Let me preach to you tonight. Predicando esta noche. When God moves in your life, cuando Dios se mueve en tu vida, he deserves your praise. Él merece tu elogios. He deserves your praise. Él merece tu elogios. The crowd around the temple, right. El multitud alrededor del templo fue testigo del milagro. Yes. witnessed the miracle. And they began to ask questions. Y empezó a hacer preguntas. And Peter began to preach to them about how this was possible. Pedro comenzó a predicarles acerca de cómo esto era posible. He began to tell them about Jesus. Comenzó a hablarles de Jesús. With Jesus, anything. Con Jesús. Todo. With Jesus, anything is possible. Con Jesús, todo es posible. Milagros son posibles. Para mi cuerpo, para mi familia, para mi ciudad, para mi dinero, para mi padre, para mi madre, para mi hijo, para mi hija, for my mother, for my father, for my son, for my daughter, anything, todo es posible con Jesús. Con Jesús todo es posible. With Jesus anything is possible. Peter began to preach to them with conviction. Pedro les predicó con convicción. He wasn't trying to be gentle. No estaba tratando de ser gentil. He was trying to wake them up. Estaba tratando de despertarlos. Let me tell you something tonight. Esta noche, you cannot ease your way into the kingdom of God. No puedes facilitar tu camino al reino de Dios. We're not here to try to just coddle you and cuddle you into the house of God. You need to wake up tonight and realize no puedes facilitar tu camino al reino de Dios. You can't ease your way into the kingdom of God. Peter knew this. Pedro lo sabía. And he preached for a reaction of repentance. Y predico para una reacción de arrepentimiento. Amen. Some big words in Spanish. Arrepentimiento. Some mucho. Peter asked him, why are you shocked? Pedro les preguntó por qué estaban tan sorprendidos. The miracle didn't happen because Peter and John were special. El milagro no sucedió porque Pedro y Juan eran especiales. But because God is a miracle worker. Sino porque Dios es un hacedor de milagros. But la multitud necesitaba darme cuenta de que Jesús fue Dios encarnado. The multitude needed to realize that Jesus was God incarnate. The titles and the words that Peter used, los títulos y palabras que usa Pedro to describe Jesus to the crowd, para describir a Jesús a la multitud, phrases such as the Holy One, frases como el Santo, y el justo, and the just or the righteous one, were well-known titles of God. Eran títulos bien conocidos de Dios in el Antiguo Testamento, in the Old Testament. And they are now here in Acts chapter 3, in Hechos 3, se aplican a Jesús. They're now applied to Jesus, revealing his identity as God incarnate. Revelando su identidad como Dios encarnado. Amen. Peter told them, listen to the message and listen to the way that he preached to them. Peter told them they were responsible. Pedro les dijo que ellos eran los responsables for the death of Jesus, por la muerte de Jesús. And that they would have rather chosen a murderer y que preferían tener un asesino. Asesino. Lo siento. They would have rather chosen a murderer than the Savior. Y que preferían tener un asesino que el Salvador. He tells them how they killed Jesus. Les cuenta cómo mataron a Jesús, who he calls the Prince of Life. A quien llama el Príncipe de la Vida. El Príncipe de la Vida, the Prince of Life. The word prince here, la palabra príncipe, aquí significa, it means founder, fundador, leader, originator, iniciador, author, autor. Jesus was the founder or the originator of life. Jesús fue el fundador u originador de vida. And Peter is preaching to them in Acts chapter 3, you killed the very source of life. The word life here, vida, significa aquí both physical, it means both physical and spiritual life. Significa vida física y espiritual. All life. Toda la vida. Through the entire universe. A través del universo entero. Only, solo, viene de Dios. Only comes from God. And is only sustained by God. Y solo es sostenido por Dios. And God shares his gift of life. Y Dios comparte su regalo de la vida with people, con personas. Anybody excited about that tonight? Y solo es sostenido por Dios. Y Dios comparte su regalo de la vida con personas. Life is only sustained by God. And God shares his gift of life with people. He created you. Él te creó. He created you in his image and in his likeness. Él te creó a su imagen y semejanza. And he wants to be involved in your life. Y quiere involucrarse en tu vida. So you can live with him. Para que puedes vivir con él. En la eternidad. In eternity. He wants you to live with him. He is the Prince of Life. Él es el Príncipe de la Vida. He created you with physical life. Él te creó con vida física. And he wants to give you spiritual life. Y quiere darte vida espiritual. Por eso se ofrece a llenarte del Espíritu Santo. This is why he offers you the gift of the Holy Ghost. Pedro le dice a la multitud, fe en Jesús como Dios encarnado es lo que sano a este hombre. Peter tells the crowd, faith in Jesus, the Holy One, the just, the righteous one. Faith in Jesus as God incarnate. Fe en Jesús como Dios encarnado es lo que sano a este hombre. Is what healed this man. If you'll have faith in him, si tienes fe en él, he can do miracles in your life as well. Esta noche, también puede hacer milagros en tu vida esta noche. He can do it tonight. If you'll just believe in him, si tienes fe en él, él también puede hacer milagros en tu vida. The lame man had not just been healed. El cojo no acababa de ser sanado. But Peter said in verse 16. Pero Pedro dijo en el versículo 16. Gracias, Jesús. His name. Through faith. Yes. In his name. Yes. Why is faith in his name important? Because you got to know who he is. Jesús, como Dios encarnado, God incarnate, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and you know. You know he's never set foot in front of the other. The faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. La perfecta salud significaba que no solo había sido sanado. Perfect soundness meant that he was not just healed. Pero ya estaba completo. But he had been made complete. Perfect soundness. Estaba completo. There was no lameness in his body. No había cojera en su cuerpo. There was no sickness in his body. No había ninguna enfermedad en su cuerpo. He had been made whole. Había sido sanado. Allow me to preach for you, to you for a moment. Permítame predicarte por un momento that God is the Prince of Life. Ese Dios es el Príncipe de la vida. He can create new life. Él puede crear nueva vida. And he can restore existing lives. Y él puede restaurar vidas extintas. Existentes. He creates new life. And he restores or regenerates lives that already exist. Él puede crear nueva vida y él puede restaurar vidas existentes. You don't have to remain in your broken condition. No tienes que quedarte en tu condición rota. You don't have to live with open wounds. No tienes que vivir con heridas abiertas. Dios está aquí esta noche. God is here tonight and he wants to bring you to life. Y quiere traerte a la vida. Él quiere hacerte entero. He wants to make you whole. Él quiere hacerte entero. Completo. He wants to make you whole. Just ask the man who was a leper. Pregúntenle al hombre que era leproso. Luke 17. Verse 12. He entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. The law of Moses required. La ley de Moisés requiere. Any leper claiming to be healed. Cualquier leproso que diga estar curado. Required them to show themselves to the priest. Para mostrarse al sacerdote. In order for him to confirm whether or not the healing had taken place. Para que él pueda confirmar si la curación había ocurrido o no. And it came to pass that as they went, somebody's going to get a revelation right here. As they went, they were cleansed. Mientras estaban en camino, while they were on their way to see the priest. Para ver al sacerdote, while they were obeying the command of Jesus, mientras obedecían al mandato de Jesús, eso no tenía sentido en ese momento. It didn't make sense at the time. Why should we follow? Why should we obey? We're still lepers. It didn't make sense at the time. Eso no tenía sentido en ese momento. ¿Por qué la curación no había ocurrido? Because healing hadn't happened yet. Right. Yeah. Didn't make sense because healing had not happened at that time. But they were cleansed. Ellos fueron limpiados. Or made clean. O limpio. That means the sores disappeared. Las llagas habían desaparecido. The leprosy was healed. La lepra fue sanada. While they were on their way. Mientras obedecían el mandato de Jesús. What if God is waiting to answer? ¿Qué pasa si Dios está esperando para responder? Until you become obedient. Hasta que vuelves obediente. Or what if he has already answered? ¿O qué pasa si ya ha respondido? But you won't see it. Pero no lo verás until you obey. Hasta que obedezcas. What would you do for an answer? ¿Qué harías por una respuesta? How desperate are you? ¿Qué desperado de estas? Are you desperate enough to trust him? ¿Estás lo suficientemente desperado para confiar en él? Are you desperate enough to obey? ¿Estás lo suficientemente desperado para obedecer? Even when you don't see how it's going to happen, incluso cuando no ves cómo sucederá. Aunque no puede ver esta sobra, siempre está. Abraham, he's always working. But what if he's waiting for me to hear the answer? Only when I am desperate enough to obey. What if you won't see it? Pero no lo verás hasta que obedezcas, until you obey. Verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Verse 17, Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Oh, that would preach. Where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. I did preach too. Just a stranger. This man was not a Jew. Este hombre no era judío. But was a Samaritan. Pero era un samaritano. One who was likely half Jewish. Uno que era probablemente medio judío. He was looked down on by the Jews. Y los judíos lo despreciaban. But let me preach to us tonight that praise will give you access. Pero los elogios te darán acceso a lugares donde otras personas piensen que no perteneces. praise will give you access to places that other people think you don't belong. La alabanza te dará acceso al principio de la vida. Praise will give you access to the Prince of Life. Verse 19, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. El principio de la vida no solo curó a este hombre, pero lo hizo sentir completo. The Prince of Life not only healed this man, but he made him whole. Pero lo hizo sentir completo. He took away the effects of the disease. Quitó los efectos de la enfermedad on his body and su cuerpo. I'm here to tell you tonight that Jesus doesn't want to just heal you. He wants to make you whole. But what if it's contingent on your obedience? El principio de la vida, pero lo hizo sentir completo. Quitó los efectos de la enfermedad. Took away the effects of the disease. In the book of Numbers, in el libro de Números, we find a man being asked to prophesy. Encontramos a un hombre al que se le pide que profecita. Profetice. Against the children of God. Contra los hijos de Dios. However, sin embargo, varias veces, multiple times, he cannot speak evil of the people. No puede hablar mal del pueblo. And can only speak blessings. Y solo puedo hablar de bendiciones. The king who hired him gets very angry. El rey que lo contrato se enoja mucho. He wants answers from the prophet. Y quiere respuestas de la profeta. In Numbers chapter 24 and verse 8, God brought him forth out of the land of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. He shall eat up the nations, his enemies, and shall break their bones and pierce them through with his arrows. He crouched, he lay down as a lion and as a great lion. Who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. It is obvious from the beginning. Es obvio desde el principio that God is on the side of Israel. Que Dios está del lado de Israel. He made them strong like a lion. Los ha hecho fuertes como un león. Everyone who blesses them is blessed. Todo el que los bendice es bendito. Everyone who curses them is cursed. Todo el que los maldiga está maldito. Verse 10, and Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam. Smote his hands together. Balak said to Balaam, I called you to curse mine enemies. Behold, thou hast altogether blessed them three times. Musicians, you can come. Therefore now, get out of here. Flee to your place. Listen, listen to what he says. I was going to promote you. But the Lord has kept thee back from honor. Let's all stand. Estemos todos de pie. The enemy wants you to think. El enemigo quiere que pienses. That God is holding you back. Que Dios te está frenando. But in reality, pero en la realidad, God wants the best for you. Yeah. Dios quiere lo mejor para ti. Yeah. El principio de la vida. Yeah. He is the Prince of Life. Yeah. And the best is something that only he can give. Y lo mejor es algo que solo él puede dar. El mundo no puede dártelo. The world cannot give it to you. Well, if you'll do this, then I'll promote you. If you'll forsake your morals, then you'll go a lot farther in life. They talk about promoting you. Ellos hablan de promocionarte. But nothing is as great. Pero nada es tan bueno como estar en manos de Dios, as being in God's hands. He is the one who can give you life. Él es quien puede darte vida. And tonight, if you desire to be filled with his presence, esta noche si deseas estar lleno con su presencia, like what happened at Pentecost, como lo que pasó en Pentecostes, this is your opportunity. Esta es tu oportunidad. Come to the altar. Ven al área del altar. We will pray with you. Nosotros rezaremos contigo. And God will begin to fill you. Dios comenzará a llenarte. You're going to hear strange words come to your mind. Escucharás que te vienen a la mente palabras extrañas. You don't have to be afraid of that. No tienes que tener miedo de eso. God is taking control of your tongue. Dios está tomando el control de tu lengua. God wants to fill you with his spirit tonight. He wants to give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. Come on, he is the Prince of Life. He is the Source of Life. Dios es Príncipe de la vida. Come on, let's see it. Cry out to him.